Dallas Pullen is my guest with today's East Sac County School Spotlight, talking about STEM. And Dallas, thank you. And again, tell us what STEM stands for.
All right. Science, technology, engineering, and math is what STEM stands for. And it's related to a lot of Iowa core stuff and our next generation science standards.
Yeah, and you were actually telling me as we were visiting a moment ago how STEM actually kind of prepares your students for jobs in the future.
Right now there are a lot of jobs out there that we, as people who have been in the workforce for quite a while, don't even recognize as being possible jobs. They're just non-traditional things related to a lot of science and technology, and definitely engineering and math. And so by incorporating STEM into our core and our standards and stuff, we create workers that are able to do those jobs in all kinds of fields.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I should mention, too, off the top, Dallas, that we're talking about, really, you're focused in on the elementary at the fourth grade level here, correct?
Yes, I am.
I mean, it's not like it's juniors, seniors. I mean, we're starting at a young age. What do you see from your students as you kind of go through this process?
Oh, man. Okay, so I get really excited about this because science is something that, as I am learning more about it, becoming even more passionate about it after teaching for 17 years. Science is my one thing that I really like to dig in on. So with looking at these new standards and incorporating STEM, it creates not only that deeper understanding of content, but like other skills like being able to communicate and inquiring and, wow, the problem solving that happens. Because when it comes down to it, we want to create life skills. And in my classroom, what I'm hoping for and seeing a lot more of are thinkers, and I want to have students who are able to make hundreds of mistakes searching for the one way that works and never give up and persevere and being absolutely dedicated to their thinking. And by using STEM lessons, it gives kids that opportunity to do that.
Let me ask you, because you were telling me that you received a grant. Is that something that you applied for? How'd that come about?
Yep, I applied for a grant last year, actually, and I received an engineering as elementary grant, and it allowed me to attend a couple of sessions to become more knowledgeable about how to incorporate STEM into my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the particular lessons that we're working on right now, we work through, it's called... it's related to erosion and land and building bridges. And what it allows the kids to do is gain a bunch of information about a topic and then make a decision on how it would impact the world. Like there are places in the world right now that geotechnical engineers have to go through a process before they can achieve their goal, and all kinds of conditions they have to work under. And so the kids are given those problems and they need to create solutions for them.
Wow, very interesting.
Very, very excited.
Well, I know we could discuss this a lot longer.
Oh, yes, I'll talk forever.
Well, that's a good thing. It's nice to hear an enthusiastic teacher guiding youngsters to better themselves each and every day, especially when we look forward to that future that comes so fast. All right, Dallas Pullen, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend, all right?
Uh-huh. Thank you, Chris, for having us.
You are very welcome. Our East Sac Spotlight brought to you every other weekday here on Mix 101.7 by the Loring Hospital in Sac City.